Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
See, that's my problem. Because you're having biscuits.
Yeah.
I've had a biscuit.
Yeah, now I've had a biscuit.
Can I just say, I got the biscuit for myself, but I didn't even barely open it and you already eaten it.
I got the biscuit from my, comes to my house and gets the biscuits for himself. No. Oh, I got it just for myself. I didn't realise I was going to have to share with you. Oh, so you found my biscuit stash. Do it. What, got it for yourself. But what?
It's because you've got your, you've got an egg.
No, but truth is, if you brought the if you were going to have a biscuit just for yourself, you should have had 2 or 3 biscuits, however many you want.
Yeah, but
biscuits.
It was a thousand pack, so I need to open it.
But you bought the pack here.
Right.
And you've stood it up in a communal spot.
Yes, I have.
That's your way of saying, like, guilt. Yeah. Saying, well,
I'm just pushing it out there. I'm pushing it out there. Yeah, it's available.
Are. You're the same as like Punjabi men when they go, oh, bila bila, whiskey bila bila, oh, bila bila, bendy bila bila.
Well, next, you're going to go to your room, open your wardrobe, get some new clothes that have got tags on it, and start wearing them.
I just put these underpants on for me. I didn't realise you wanted to put underpants on as well, Tommy. They're my underpants.
Well, if you've got your pants on show, then do you know what I mean? It's like you're pushing it towards our way.
No, I'm not pushing my pants your way. And by the way, because we're recording this late at night, what is it? And it's Monday night.
It's a minor.
Ended a long weekend. That's how it has felt like a bloody
what
long
a
weekend.
Long bank holiday.
4 days. That's too long. And we've got a few of them coming up, by
the way. It feels like ages since I last saw you. And we're only here less than a week ago.
Less than
because so much has happened. And a lot of social activities all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And don't forget, I think we're all still a little bit post-COVID rusty on the socialness as well. So I had like...
Well, this was the first bank holiday since COVID restrictions have all gone. So this is why all hangama has broken loose up and down the country.
Everybody's out.
Because this was the first one. So everyone, the roads were chaos.
I'm going to put my hand up. I feel hungover.
Oh, wow. You feel that mashed up from it.
A mash.
Yeah, but I bet you then, if you're saying it's the first bank holiday, Kedge, since lockdown, effectively, and all
two,
that.
2.5 years.
I can feel it.
Then therefore, it must be more weddings than ever.
I did.
Oh, mate. I did.
In 4 days, I did 2 wedding receptions, a Jaguar party.
And a partridge in the pear tree.
And 3 club nights.
Wow.
And I fitted in a family lunch on Sunday.
What, in 4 days?
Wow. In 4 days.
How did you do that?
Yeah. And that is why he's eating chocolate. Satch would never eat
chocolate. All I've seen Satch eat is chocolate
today.
I'm
finished.
Because you're too African. I am so finished. Right. Oh, okay. Phew, I'm glad he kept it family friendly. No, and you can see it. As he came in, we looked at it. Because you actually said on the text today, as we were kind of planning tonight, get it ready. Like, what we did. And you went, does anyone want to just do it online? Like, so we don't have
in
to
that
leave.
Tone,
so we don't have to leave the house. And Kedge is like, no, I need to leave my house. I've had enough of my family.
Yeah,
I need to get away from my people. And I'm like, look, I'm easy. My kids are asleep upstairs. We're in the garage now. We can talk here, make noise.
We can go loud.
And by the way, sorry. So I'm side note. We've got the garage door half open today, which is a new one.
Yeah. Because it was, but like by the end of the last podcast, like, you know, you didn't want me taking all my clothes off because that's where I was last time.
Yeah, because you were getting hot in here because the bales of hay are still in here as well. Which, by the way, are going to be used at a party coming up, which, in case everyone's wondering why they're in there.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
But it's warm nights as well. So it's warm nights, long weekends. You're playing catch up on the weddings then. So you've got all that kind of ramming in. We're back to kind of social activities. Everyone's out and about. I was at a Versace event on Saturday.
Oh, Sadiq's one.
Sadiq's one. No, it was it was the people's one, but he put it on.
Yeah, but Sadiq asked you.
He did. The one
did
he
you meet him?
Nope, he had a video message.
What?
What?
Oh, no. Do you know what? I on Saturday morning, afternoon, I saw him post something on Instagram. He was in his garden running around with his dog. And I thought, because he put, the message said, spending time with, I don't know, whatever the dog's name was.
Yeah.
And I was like, I swear he's spending time with Tommy.
No, he was not there.
Oh.
He did a little little recorded message, and so did like.
Are you sure it was a dog running around? It wasn't Tommy running around, rolling around on his garden.
No, it was a dog, and it was in his house in Tooting,
right?
Because he tagged it all in and stuff.
Oh,
and I was just like, oh, so you're playing with your dog, but you're not gone to the.
So you done yet?
I think that's a bit of a skive, isn't it? It's like if you were doing if you were putting on an event, if you said, hey guys, I'm going to put on a Versace event for you guys.
I'm tweeting you about it.
Yeah, brilliant host, Tommy Sand, dude. All right. Yeah, but no, he wasn't there. But it was a roasting hot day. Is what I was going to say.
Yeah, lovely.
How was it? How did it go? Was it good?
It was nice. It was packed out Trafalgar Square. If I'm honest, and I think I can say this, I think a lot of people turned up because the weather was good. I don't think that many people would have turned up. The whole of Trafalgar Square was packed. And it was more people mooching around with their families. Obviously, it's not a Mella. So it's not Versace Mella. Mm.
No.
You know, Hounslow Park.
No, not a party. Versace.
So it's more like lots of charities, lots of kind of, you know, feel-good factor.
Yeah.
Some kind of traditional cultural stuff. Sort of like. But the interesting thing was, a lot of people came up. And by the way, to you, and you know who you are, people said that the brown load really helped them during lockdown. They discovered podcasts. They didn't know about podcasts before lockdown. So sometimes, because we felt that people used to listen to podcasts on their commute.
Mm.
But actually, it also goes the other way. People then were at home kind of going, I'm not going to listen to radio all the time. And what do I do?
What do you do?
Yeah. So then they found podcasts out when they found us. If that was you, welcome. If you're kind of new to us like that.
I know people that actually put it on just to hear other voices in their house.
Rather than same family members.
Like,
yeah.
Because it's just like, I can just listen to someone else's conversation.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think that's pretty, it's cool, isn't it?
Like, it's nice.
We're in their house.
Exactly. So we had quite a few people saying that the podcast will help them through lockdown, help them through tough times as well. A few people said that to me as well. But also, quite a lot of people came up. Now, dilemma here. Tell me what you would have done if you were me.
Oh, here we go. So Tommy's dilemma.
In the nicest possible way, and I love it because I love the attention and I'm an attention seeker.
Yes.
That is actually seek in many ways.
Yeah.
Seek for Versace and seeking attention.
Seeker of attention.
Yeah. Right. And people coming up and they're saying, oh, we love you. We loved your radio show, number one. You get a lot of that.
Fine. That's not the dilemma.
You get a lot of people saying, by the way, oh, you know, it's not the same anymore. Oh, okay, thank you very much. Okay, I love it, right? So, and you get a lot of people saying, love your radio show. I listen to you every day.
Oh.
And I think,
where? Are you on a pirate station?
No, I'm nowhere else. And it's some like, well, now you're lying. Because you can't listen to me.
You should have just stopped at the first two remarks.
Yeah.
And then, I'm not on a radio show.
I'm not there, right? And they'll go, love radio, listen every day. They go, one of the guys is like, guess what? I can't listen to you at the moment. I'll go, what do you mean? Oh. He goes, I can't listen to you on the radio at the moment. And I went, all right.
Okay.
Why not?
Why?
Yeah. I think, what's up?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, because I've got a new job. I'm a delivery driver and I work for a company that you know about. And then we played this whole game about what company. I have to guess his company that he works for.
Right.
And it's fine. I don't mind that. It's nice to meet the people and all that. But then I'm like, if I'm
what was the company?
How long did that game last?
It was a local plumbing company to my area, who I do know of.
Right.
And I've used
If someone had to play the plumbing game with me, I would not have a clue.
Right. So, you know what?
You never played the plumbing game?
I've not played the
guess
plumbing
what? No,
game.
Not even the plumbing game.
Do you need a plumber?
No, it's the delivery driver for the plumbing game.
Oh my God.
It's the plumbing game's cha-cha. Right? So my point is, people come and they have these kind of little conversations. And I love it because we haven't done it in so long, and I love, like I said, I love the attention.
Mm.
But what do I do in that scenario where people still think I'm on the radio?
Well,
and by the way, that station gets called everything. Oh, I love Buzz Asian Network.
Yeah,
oh, I love. They comment. Yeah. I love Sun Network.
Yeah,
I love Sunrise Asia.
Yeah,
they do every combination.
Asian Dilse.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, right, all that. So you get that. But then I didn't correct them because I just couldn't be bothered to go into it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, at least he thinks he's missing your show. So I think that's okay because because where he is at the moment is he thinks that you're on radio, but he's missing your show. So let that be, because when he does eventually get round to listening to it.
Yeah.
But will he?
But okay. But then that's what I worry about, because then he'll go, but I met him and he didn't say anything. What do you mean? Oh, what? He's not been. I've not been on the radio for 5 years. It'll be this summer. It'd be 5 years, right? Wow. And I'm like, do I go into the story?
No,
I don't think you do.
No, because in his head, he listened to you this morning or whatever it was, the last time he heard you.
Yeah.
So I think that's a nice state and a world to be in. You know, let him be in his own metaverse where Tommy Sandu still presents a breakfast show.
I do remember when I took over from Adol Ray on the show, and I don't know if I've told the story before, but somebody texted in to the show and they went, Tommy, great to hear you on the show, but I really miss your former breakfast host. Yeah. Because I used to listen to him every day. I'm a massive fan of Adol Ray. And I went, right.
Yeah.
And they wrote that on the text.
Adol Ray.
Adol Ray. And I'm like, wow. How much of a fan are you? Yeah. So it makes you realise that people maybe don't really listen. But anyway, if you do...
I don't think they
if
do.
If you do miss us on the radio, thank you. I'm not anymore. This is the only place. Please tell your friends. There you go. Yeah. That's what it was. But I just felt
he's
like
exclusive
a bit,
to the podcast world.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. And I felt a bit of a fraud. And by the way, that's the other thing. Some people do go, oh, so what are you doing now? I'm going to go doing podcasts. And they go, oh. And you know they don't know what podcast is.
But how did the event itself go? Like, was it good?
Yeah, it was like it was smooth. It was fun. It was a nice chat to people.
It was funny because the day before I saw something happening at Trafalgar Square as well, and it was like an Easter shindig.
Yeah,
they might have had one.
So it's just like what? So was everyone lined up for a?
Yeah, the
for
square is used
well,
for all.
I did say, well, actually, yeah. But you think about it, actually at the moment.
If you have a festival, hide the square.
Whack in.
Yeah,
should do a gutter about there, kid.
I'm telling you.
I think it might have already been done. I think it might have been done.
In Trafalgar Square?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
They must do Navratri.
It's too cold, man.
No. Yeah, it's too cold. True. Yeah. That might be a fact. But once you get going with the Gadba, you're all right. You're getting going. But it's obviously it's Passover Jewish festival.
Yeah.
It's Ramadan. It's Vaisakhi. And it's Easter
weekend,
all going off at this time.
Yeah.
And I know they lit up the London Eye as well for Vaisakhi as well. So it was all...
What colours did they go with?
I didn't see it. It was the night before. I'm not a big follower. I'm not massive.
You're the ambassador.
I did make a little joke while I was there. I was going, oh, you know, it's Easter weekend and it's Vaisakhi. So I think we should have Vaisakhi eggs. Nothing. Silence from the crowd. I think, I'll tell you. And I was, you know, you carry on.
Vaisakhi eggs is brilliant.
Vaisakhi eggs sounds good. And they even sound good. Man, who wants a Vaisakhi eggs?
Yeah.
But I think the combination, it's almost like join force. They should join forces, Vaisakhi and chocolate Easter eggs, and go, right, for British Asians, Vaisakhi eggs. I'm telling you, I'm starting it. For this time next year, I'm going to launch
my own. Does it always come around the same sort of time?
Yeah, yeah. Vaisakhi is always the 13th or 14th-ish of... what month are we?
April.
And Easter is often around the same time as well. So yeah, it'll always be close enough. Mm. And effectively, it's the same sort of message, you know, new start, getting through hard times. Here we go, you know, like. Yeah. And by the way, sorry, can I quickly just share a conspiracy theory? I think we've already said this. If I've said, repeat myself, let me know. That April is the proper first month of the year. You know, your faces look blank. Like I'm not sure.
No, it's the first financial.
Financial.
Month.
No, bruv. I'm telling you, they've said, and I swear, and I sound like Kedge here. I heard this on TikTok.
Here we go.
It's a TikTok that, and it was a scientist, and he goes, "Look, what is Sept short for? As a number?
Seven.
Yeah, it's the ninth month. What's Oct?
Nine.
No, it's not.
Eight.
And it's the 10th month.
Yeah.
Right? What is Nov is nine. Right? Or
Dec is ten.
And it's the 12th month. Yeah. We are out. The calendar is wrong. There are 13 signs in the calendar.
Yes.
In the zodiac. And yet we only have 12 months. It doesn't fit. It should be 13 months of 28 days. And they said this is all done.
13 months of 28 days, right.
Yeah, it's all done to put us out of sync. Hence why now in April, a lot of people were feeling re-energized, they're restarting. You're going to find new jobs, new things.
Well, this is linked to the moon. And you know this British summertime?
Yeah.
Apparently that people have said, been proven that that's all nonsense as well. Because we are, when we do that and we move the clocks forward, all of our bodies are going out of sync.
Yep.
And he goes, it's a madness. We don't need to be doing this. Like, because we are doing, well, the reason we put it forward is so that we have a longer
day.
Night.
More
daylight. Yeah. But and he goes, the problem with this is that our bodies, and kids in particular, don't go to sleep. Like you always complain about your kids.
It's too bright.
But this is basically because it's playing with our bodies and the natural way, because you need the dark for your body to go to sleep.
What do we do then?
So we shouldn't be doing it. We shouldn't be going forward or back. That's it. We just go. We just keep it one consistent time.
So
and then because our bodies will automatically will work around this. But us going forward just for this for the greediness of having a longer brighter evening is bad for our body. And this is why a lot of people struggle with this thing.
And so they're saying that this April is the start of the new year, and that's why I don't know how you're feeling personally. But it might be a time for like new starts. New
I'm beginning. Feeling great.
Sachi, I was going to say, Sachi sounds bad.
No, but actually,
Sachi's in the last month.
Look at this. Your work, everything's like kicking off again. It's all starting again. So you're go, go, go. What you should have been doing is resting throughout January, February, March.
Hibernating. Yeah, maybe. Like a bear.
I tell you what, get on the wrong side of him today. He's tired.
He is a bear today.
You
can feel the grizzly.
Claw your head straight
he's
off.
A little bit grizzly today.
I'm a bit nervous.
No, but I think, okay, yeah, now I get that. And I get, I'm actually glad that things are back to normal because, as you said, you know, this is the first bank holiday we've had where, you know, anything
goes. No restrictions. Everyone's out.
And, and honestly, I felt it, like, number one. Like, yeah. I am exhausted. And,
yeah.
And all I seem to have done this weekend was fill up petrol every day of my weekend.
But
and
it's so you are travelling around.
I'm travelling a lot. I mean, the other day I drove up to like past Cheltenham or something like that.
Oh my God.
I don't even know where that is.
Cheltenham? Where the race course is?
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, does it?
No.
Where is it exactly?
No, I don't know.
Where's Gloucester? Where's Gloucester?
No, it's up north. I went there for a wedding.
It's like sort of north, like
north-west.
North. Yeah.
Yeah.
North,
this
my
way,
left.
This way,
yeah, this way with a hand action. But yeah, and look, filling up petrol though is a pain in the backside.
No, I don't think it is, Kedge. Because you scared me a bit this week because you put
well,
a message.
Well, I said,
group.
Well, yeah,
you put a message in the group and you were like
45 minutes.
I waited 45 minutes. I couldn't get any petrol near me.
Yeah, in Watford. So apparently, I found out the two plants, which basically
plants.
Replenish
petrol, come from plants.
Petrol plants, the big depots where they make the petrol,
yeah.
Or not make the petrol. But, well, you know what I mean. Where they distribute it. You know what I mean.
Plants
like,
come out?
Not stir it, but like so for London and for the southeast or something like that. They stopped shipping this petrol out. So that's why there was a lot of shortages. In and around London.
Right.
And that's why I was queuing up Thursday night, because obviously I had to get all the way to somewhere in the east, right?
We're in the east, mate.
Like past Braintree or something.
Oh, Essex way,
yeah. And it was like, I ain't got no petrol. So I was on the hunt for petrol Thursday night, looking for it. And that's why I messaged
you. Pre-bank holiday weekend.
And I thought, yes, and it's a madness and the queues and people arguing and fighting and all of that. And then I did, oh, I mean, oh God, I'm just so stupid.
What have you done?
I panicked, right? So I finally got to the petrol station, and it was my turn. And I thought, right, I said, we've got a lot of travelling this weekend, you know, 3-4 days. So I filled up the tank and it was 74 quid. And then
that's
I thought, it's more than what it should be. And then I said, I know what, while I'm here, let's just fill up an extra
little
tank thing.
Yeah. Where do you have that?
I don't.
You bought them.
So I went and I said, do you have one? And she goes, so I just picked the one. She goes, have you got diesel? I went, no, I've got petrol. She goes, oh, it's a different can. I didn't even know.
I didn't even know.
So that could have been the first boo-boo. Anyway, so then I thought, God, I'm dreading this because I'd never done it. And, you know, everyone's watching you and look, this brother's taking ages and everything.
Did it overflow?
Well, of course it was going to be overflowage, isn't it? Because you can't measure it and you're not... Anyway, so...
Have you never done that in all these years?
I've never had to do that.
You're not going to petrol lawnmower?
Huh?
That's what I do it for.
Petrol lawnmower?
Yeah, because
that's why.
Because I got a petrol
lawnmower. You're big, guys. That's bougie, mate.
No.
Petrol lawnmower?
Bougie?
I have a petrol lawnmower.
Yeah. Really? Why not just use an electric wire like the rest of us and then cut the wire like I have?
Back to lawnmowering very quickly, I cut my grasses this for the first time this year.
Yeah.
Because I've never got around to it. Do you know how many times I cleared out that lawnmower?
Go on.
About 45 times. The basket at the back.
Wow.
Because it was that much grass. How high was it? Up to your knees?
No, actually, probably not even that high. But
it wasn't that high.
Because over the winter it does. I cleared out mine a lot to the extent that I took it down to the dump. I didn't just wait. I'm not waiting for the grassmen to come.
I'm waiting for the grassmen.
No, I was like, no.
Anyway, so I filled the tank up and I'm covered in petrol, innit?
And also, because you can't do full squeeze. Did you do full squeze?
What do you mean?
You can't on the little thing that you hold.
You can do a full squeeze.
You only put it for a few seconds.
Full squeeze on what peepee?
Full squeeze of the peepee.
Don't full squeeze your peepee.
I don't know what you're on about, mate.
I did a full squeeze of the peepee and then it started coming out.
That's what I mean.
Loads of it.
What happened?
Loads of it.
Everybody knows.
And I was like, oh God, this is a disaster.
Everyone saw it.
Everyone's watching me when the peepee's exploding and it's just like. And then I'm like, oh my God. And then then I shut it and then I thought, now where do I put this? So I put it in the boot.
Okay.
So I shut it. I put it in the boot.
He said something else.
Right, no, so I shut the pee-pee, put it in the boot, and it stinks. Oh, anyway,
of course.
I paid for it.
Did you clean up the pee-pee?
No. Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it still stinks.
Yeah.
Right. And then,
even though you wiped your pee-pee,
it still stinks. I got home, and then I opened the bonnet.
still stinks.
He opened his back doors.
And then I panicked because then I thought, what do I do with this? Because I can't keep it in the car because it's going to be like all kind of flames and fumes of, you know.
Flammable pippy flame.
And then I'm like, I know, let me store it in the porch. And then I'm like, I've just brought in a whole pippy of petrol in the house. That's not safe. It's not safe, is it? Because that could light up. And then, like an idiot, the whole house is smelling.
Yep.
So I put the candle on. I'm like, and then
you put a candle on.
And everyone else is going, "What are you doing, Gage?" And it just hadn't registered in my head that's flammable, and this all these fumes are in the house now. So now the whole house is smelling of petrol. So I'll get rid of it. And then everyone's shouting at me, going, "What are you doing?" Huh?
And the Yankee candle.
And the Yankee candle as well. Because I thought the Yankee candle get rid of the fumes.
Everyone knows that Yankee and peepees.
Honestly. And then I'm like, now what do I do? And then I covered it with like some sort of blanket and I put it in the car and thought, no, I can't do that. And then I started panicking. What? And then I'm like, I don't want this petrol. What do I do with this petrol?
Haven't you got like an outdoor sort of shed or a... Like a garage that's like detached from your house.
Yeah, I could have put it in there, but I thought the whole point, the reason in my head where I filled this in, why I filled this was I thought, because I might need it
straight
while
away.
I'm out and about on this 3-day, do you know what I mean? Wedding bender. So that's what I thought. But then I thought, but I can't keep it in the back because then obviously clothes and everything were going to go in the back. And then so where does it go? And I panicked.
Yeah.
So I just gave it to my neighbour.
You gave him the petrol?
Yeah.
How you go? Muffed. Have it.
Muffed. Well, you just gave it away. Well, I needed to put it somewhere. I just put it in his car.
You know what you should have done? Given it to the bride and groom, to the wedding that you
went to. No, but I didn't want to carry it. I had it at home in here, bro. I could have. It wasn't worth it. And I've panicked and I thought, never again am I doing that.
You don't need to do that, Ken.
I know, I didn't
and I don't
need
know,
to.
You see,
I didn't
you're
need to do
that,
it. I panicked.
You
I,
are that guy that panicked and I see it I at panicked. The moment. If you look at like some of the groups on Facebook, like the local area ones, I logged on Facebook today after ages, and I just saw people saying panicking about petrol, and I'm like, "There's no need to panic."
I wasn't panicking. I was just thinking.
No, you were.
No, I got nervous because I thought there's a 3-day wedding bender. If I get short with petrol, imagine you go out in a Stigs, there's no petrol. It'd be good to have a little bit of emergency fuel. That's all I was thinking. The intention was right.
Because if you break down,
but
on the way back,
the execution was. Poor.
Horrendous. And if you run out of petrol on the way back from a wedding, you're going to get murdered.
Thank you. That's a murder scene. That's why.
Bank holiday weekend.
Because I was thinking for the family and I was thinking about the future. You know, and that's what a good producer does. Always thinks about all the pitfalls before you get to it.
Yep.
You know, well done. That's it.
You messed that one up, didn't you?
But I messed it up.
Well, you panicked. It was a bit like you know, like someone saying, "Hey, look after these drugs for a day," and you just panicked. No, I can't.
That's exactly it.
I tell you what, just back on the petrol filling thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I filled up petrol nearly every day that I was out from when I last
saw
you.
How expensive was it?
And it was very expensive. But
I want an electric
the techers
car.
Is, go in the middle of the night.
I don't know.
Because you'll get
techers.
Petrol.
I don't know if that is a techers.
No, it is. Honestly, so many places I went. One place I went at like 11 o'clock. Yeah. Then I went at one place at like 2 in the morning.
Mm.
Then another one was like 4 a.m. in the morning.
You're younger than me, Satch. But as you get older, you do have to go for a pee-pee in the middle of the night. 11
well, then
o'clock,
you should just go out. And, that's what I mean.
So go double
when
up.
You wake up for a pee-pee, go and fill up the other pee-pee.
The only because I haven't been anywhere. I've been entertaining people here at the house. So we have Wednesday, Thursday. After you came around for a podcast.
You did it well.
Yeah. So
you got everyone else spending petrol.
We recorded our podcast here last Tuesday.
Yeah.
That was Tuesday night. Wednesday night, mate came over. Thursday night, Friday night, my wife's family were over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Saturday, I was at the...
Tommy did it well.
I was at the Versace thing. And then Sunday... Was that yesterday?
Yeah. Sunday was
Sunday was actually the first rest day. In a week, and now today we're back to the podcast. But what I did notice was no lettuce. That's the biggest issue I had. There was no lettuce.
No lettuce in that little Tesco
at the end of my road. No lettuce.
I thought you said no lettuce.
No.
The post weren't coming.
No lettuce. No bags of lettuce.
There is a lot of things missing. I mean, the Tesco delivered today, and there was a lot of things missing.
But from what I'm talking about petrol, though, petrol's not missing.
It's not.
Everyone's just panic buying.
It's there.
No, but now they're long out. Before they didn't have drivers. Now they're just like they're just. Oh, I don't know. It's just what the third world we're living in at the moment, 2022. But talking of the fact that we are in 2022. And we are all very modern, and we are all very new, and everything's been regenerated, revitalized. And there
should
I
we be
was.
Saying Happy New Year to everyone? Then,
kind of.
This
is this
Happy New Year for April.
April. Yeah, this is the proper Happy New Year.
Fine. So,
There we are. I'm sitting there during this wedding over the weekend. And it was just, you know, I just thought.
Where was it?
Past Braintree, innit?
Oh, okay, yeah. You were down there.
Yeah. And I thought.
Braintree?
The wedding, right. It was such a. The whole Gujarati wedding.
Oh, okay, so full on.
I think it needs to be reshaped and redone and reworked.
Give us a breakdown of what the full thing is.
I'm going to be very naive here because I don't.
Go on.
I don't think I've been to a Gujarati wedding. No.
Well, it's here. Tommy, wedding.
You've done well so far.
You've done well because that's a lot of your life that you have not wasted.
Yes.
No, hold on a minute. I'm just thinking. Okay, so I've been to weddings with the mandap and all things like that.
Yeah,
so that's
a Hindu Gujarati wedding. Right?
No. I think there's a difference.
But then
he might have gone to like the express service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of them as well.
Yeah. And that was nice. It was because it was.
Mind
you, it was. They'd hired out a resort, this family.
We end up at the Game of Thrones version.
Yeah.
Which is long version.
9 seasons.
Long winded.
Okay. Right. Full every episode, start to finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was sitting there. And I was just.
What time did it start?
10 o'clock, we were told, sharp.
AM.
What time are you ready and sort of there? And
I was there 2 minutes to 10. Okay. Parked up, looking dapper, ready to go, enough time to do photos.
Okay, good.
Right?
Well, 2 minutes, though.
Was it a close one?
What do you mean?
Like close family thing, or was it like someone you
done? Slightly distant, but family. Family.
You could have got there late.
I know, but you know.
Got there at lunchtime.
You know me.
No, but what, if they're saying get there for 10, why are you getting there 2 minutes before 10? Surely that means get there for 9:30, park up.
But he knows that nothing runs on time.
No, and also, we needed a Starbucks on the way, so it was, you know, we had to stop for that. So. And I was just like, you know what it was? It was I'll be honest with you. The two people I want to talk about in this.
Okay.
Firstly, the priest.
I knew you were going to say the priest.
Who runs the show. And it's really, he dictates the pace of that whole wedding. Because it's a long ceremony.
Yes.
And the Gujarati wedding, Satch knows, it's a long ceremony. It's about a 3-4 hour event. Yeah. If it wants to be.
Yeah.
But the priest really dictates it from day one. And he's got to be calm. He's got to be, you know. And but the thing is, the priest... He lost it, bruv. He lost it. Because everyone was talking. Everyone just talking. Because the difference is that, you know, when you go to the Gurdwara, you're in a holy place. Everyone, the behaviour changes.
Yeah.
It's quiet. Everyone listens.
Yep. Everyone's trying to control
their
kid
church,
and stuff.
Church
yeah.
wedding. You're not gonna take the mickey in the church, right? So you go in, you listen to the priest. But it's done in 20 minutes. How long does the Gurdwara wedding take?
Yeah, Lama, four times around. If you can do four or seven. Even in the long version, I think it's about 30, 40 minutes.
There you go. Yeah. Right. So people's... But the attention span of people of now is not there anymore.
No.
Unless you can do it within a TikTok time period.
Do it in a tweet.
People can't do it.
Yeah.
So everyone's talking. And the priest kept going, can you please be quiet? Can you please be quiet? I'm not going to, you know. And he got to the point where he goes, you know what? He goes, I'm just going to tell the DJ to play music now because you guys don't want to listen to the priest. And then he just told the DJ to play music really loudly while he was doing the ceremony. And I thought, bro, you can't behave like this. And then he threw a massive wobbly. And then he went, if you're not going to keep quiet for me, the priest, at least keep quiet for the bride and groom, you know, whose wedding is. I was like, and I really wanted to go up to him and go, bro, no one's keeping quiet for you. So just leave that outside.
Relax your rear end.
Relax.
You can't say that.
No, you can't say that because we're not going to be quiet for you, bruv.
No.
Right? And also,
look at the rebellion. Listen to the rebellion in Kedge right now.
Bruv.
All of them. He's a priest. He's a holy man.
No.
Kedge is a holy man.
No. Okay, so no, look. I'm not questioning his
authority.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I get all of that. But it was the Saki comments. And also, he knew that we were running behind now because it had gone late.
Yeah.
So he's now...
Passing the buck.
He's the game changer. He's the dictator. He's the playmaker. He's the man in the middle of the park.
Yeah.
Right? Who's pulling the strings. N'Golo Kanté.
Point guard.
He's doing that, right?
Conductor.
He's the quarterback. And he's going to go, right, I need to do an express version here to get everything back on time.
Let's get it rolling.
Is being served at 1. Now,
and one thing I realised, what I have seen a good right when is they run for the buffet.
Everyone runs.
The women, mainly, not the men.
The event can be delayed, but our stomachs can't be delayed.
No.
You know, and when people, humans are hungry, and it's 1 o'clock, then that's it. We are hungry. So we don't matter where in the ceremony you are, we've got to go and eat.
Yeah.
Right?
Even if I'm needed,
the priest had completely lost it, and everyone had given up on the whole thing. Now, everyone knows that 1 o'clock is when it's going to be served, but we were late. We were still going through the ceremony. So therefore, they didn't want... Oh, Siri's even getting involved.
Yeah,
but they didn't want to serve the food.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to sell the food, but everyone,
they didn't want to sell.
But my auntie's already gone out around the back to where the food being served. And she went, she messaged in the WhatsApp group, guys, food being served in 5 minutes. So everyone start making your way out.
She got inside knowledge. She had inside knowledge
because she spoke to the wedding planner. Yeah. So we're all, so I said to my dad, I said, you know, let's not all bait out. Let's all go one at a time or anything, because it's too obvious. There'll be a massive chunk missing, right?
Yep.
Anyway, we all make our way out. Nothing's being served. Everyone's waiting. Loads of other people are hanging around there. Nothing's moving. Nothing's happening. The plates, everything's ready to go, but they're not serving because they've been told you've got to wait for a certain part of the ceremony before you can serve the thing.
Food, yeah.
But everyone's getting hungry. No one really cares now. No. Like, everyone needs to eat.
Yeah, it's going to happen. The service is going to happen when it happens.
Anyway, so that's my first contention issues I had. Is the priest should have called it and he didn't. And he flopped it. And he lost the attention of people.
Do you know what? I'm at a wedding a lot. Go on. Those ones, you know, the morning part, I don't really go to as much as I probably did before.
Right.
But I still have a bit where I'm in a crossover period. So I kind of see the end.
You see a little bit.
And I see a lot of rubbish priests.
And the, this
I don't want to say, I don't, I, say that, no, but I'm just saying bad. It like,
I'm scared.
No. Because no, you've got it. You've got it. You're the conductor.
Yeah. I honestly do believe that I could probably run that.
You're Luka Modric. You're pulling the strings. You go, and then in the middle, like so he knows that we are late.
But
and
maybe what he's saying is,
take a selfie. This is your last.
Oh yeah, no, they all do that. Yeah,
no, but no, let's not do that. No one cares. It's
irrelevant. But he's done that before. He gets a good reaction.
No, but that's what I mean. He's got to go away from. He's got to go off script. And also he was doing this.
Kedge is producing.
But he needed produce. Like he was doing all this crowd interaction stuff. Repeat after me. You know,
don't repeat.
Just get it done.
Repeat. Just do your thing. Let's go. Express version. So anyway, we get to the dinner, the lunch, and again, the wedding planner. Now, I think, apart from Marcus Rashford and Dele Alli, who are stealing a living as footballers, I think the next person to steal a living is wedding planners.
Agree.
Because what is their job?
No, they hold the whole thing
wedding
together.
Wedding planner. You hardly see them. I honestly, they're supposed to organise stuff.
Yeah.
And so, again, the way this wedding was, it was a long venue, right? So what they did is they partitioned half of it off where the wedding was being, and then the partition was there so you couldn't see where the food was being served, right? Yep. Wicked, get it. Okay, fine. So what they've done is...
Like a rectangle, and they split it down the middle.
Yeah, so you've got two squares. Yep. Now, there were two rows of the food buffet being served, okay? But you started...
Buffet.
You started the queue where the partition was.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, obviously, if you start queuing up, then the queue's going to snake into the main venue where the lug and the marriage is all happening.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't look good, though, does it? Because imagine if the queue starts happening.
Yeah, the queue's going through the mandap.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. If you're at the back of the queue, you're almost, you know, near the fire, probably walking around it full time.
Yeah.
So, wedding planner. Hello, G. Hello, wedding planner. Why did you or nobody in this building think, if we move the dishes to this side of the table,
to the other end of
then there was a lot of space because there was another venue that the queue could have gone into. Yeah. So then, do you see what I mean?
Yeah, at the back
and
of
Kedge,
the
Kedge, again, you're moaning about this now. I see every week. Every week.
But why is this not being seen? But the wedding planner, this is what I mean.
Look at the wedding planner. He's only been to one wedding.
What are you doing? You've got one thing to plan. You've not thought about which way the queue's going to snake.
Yeah. But I think that clearly that's not a very efficient, well thought through wedding planner. That's all that is. That's rubbish.
So they're stealing. They're stealing.
You can't say all wedding planners are bad.
I'm going to say it.
Go on.
They are.
There you go.
Honestly, because I think when I have a meeting with a couple, a bride and groom, when we do, you know, obviously talking about their event and stuff, I probably plan most of their wedding for them.
And you're not the first person. The amount of times I've heard makeup artists, I've heard DJs, and just other people who are at the wedding go, you know what?
How about you try this?
Yeah, or I've had to sort them out how to tell them how to do this because they didn't know. What is the wedding planner doing in this situation? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like that should be organised. Why was that not organised? And I was like, I just sat there and I sat with my dad and I said, Dad, you know, you can change the game here. All you got to do is someone's got to reinvent how Gujarati weddings are done. It needs to look at it and go, right, we're going to scrap it and we're going to start
again.
Something new. Because I tell you what, in 10 years' time, Gujarati weddings are not going to exist.
Agree.
Mark my words, go back to this episode and this is where I predicted it.
It's going
to
go down.
No, because Gurdwara weddings, church weddings, you know, a mosque wedding, they will all exist.
Yes.
But this wedding is an absolute shambles. And it's, I'm sorry, it's Kej not going to work.
Shut down the whole Gujarati wedding scene.
It needs to be looked at again.
Thanks, Kej. I'm out of a job now.
No, I know. Yeah, maybe it might be.
I tell you what's going from my mind. I'm thinking, I know about six really top-end wedding planners who book me for some really nice weddings abroad. I don't do many. I do one or two a year.
Right.
And you're flown out there.
Hold on a minute. Let me just pick them up.
They fly me out there. And they're mainly Gujarati weddings. Yeah. That's the thing. And I host them and I chip in down there. And the family, lovely. And everybody's wonderful. Yeah. Everyone's rich. Everyone looks in the best clothes ever. They fly me. So for those wedding planners, I disagree.
Can
with
I add one thing to that as well?
There we go. Still going.
I'm going to add one more thing to this.
Yes. Go on.
Just which again, and I don't, and this is just generally to couples getting married in the near future.
Go on.
Right. At this wedding, there were a lot of children. Okay.
Yep. Here we go. Yep. I know what he's going to say.
At least think about what are you going to feed these kids?
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what? Yes, if they're two, you can give them some food out of a packet. But if they're seven, if they're 12, if they're 14.
They need pizza and chips.
They need to eat. They're not going to eat the full spicy stuff.
No.
Right?
No,
because, and let's be honest, wedding carne is always full spicy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what are they going to eat? Why are you, in this century, not thinking, if you're inviting kids, why are you not thinking, we've got to make some sort of catering for kids? Because the man...
You don't want to be licking the masala off the paneer and handing it to your
child. Yeah, but no, but like even there was jeera... Right, what I'm trying to say is kids are not going to eat jeera rice. No. What's all these black spiders in the rice?
Yes.
They just want plain rice.
Yeah.
You know, but what, again, guys, if you're going to invite kids, think about it. Just think about it for once. Stick your head out of your own bubble.
What people need to think about is not inviting you to their wedding.
Yeah, no, maybe.
Please don't.
Oh, wow. Just like that. I don't want to go. I think Kenji's had enough of life, had enough of people.
Do you know what? Nowadays, I actually walk into some weddings and do you know what? Anything that I see or happens, it doesn't faze me anymore I'm just so used to it.
Yeah, but
the dumbness.
But what I'm worried about is I think there's going to be a Michael Douglas falling down moment where Kenji's just going to open fire on everyone at a wedding because he's going to go, that's it. I've had enough. Look at him. He sounds like...
I felt like a man on edge.
You know what it is?
It's not that I was... It was not that I was annoyed. I just wanted to help. Why am I
seeing
this?
It doesn't have to be this way.
Yeah, like why am I seeing this? And why is the wedding planner and the pundit not seeing this?
Speaking of sort of food, and you were mentioning food at a wedding.
Yeah.
There was a story that I came across this weekend. It was about a guy who basically got... He got accused by the bride and groom at the wedding, and they said, "You ruined our wedding."
Right.
Why did they ruin...
The bride and groom accused this fella guy...
He's the best man, apparently.
He was the best man, he was the best man.
For ruining the wedding?
For ruining the wedding. Why did he ruin the wedding?
He did a peshab in the dal.
No, he did. It wasn't a dal wedding. It was an English wedding. So basically, the menu at an English wedding was it was just kind of picky food. There was a lot of salad kind of stuff.
And it was vegetarian.
It was a veggie wedding.
Oh, okay.
Which I get. Sometimes you go to events.
We're
and
going down that path.
And you have to respect that, which is fine.
Happy with it.
Gujarati lunch is always
fine.
You get more of a selection.
I mean, you just got to do it, and then you got to go to a Macca's afterwards. But, you know, it is what it is.
We did.
Yeah.
Which everyone does. I'm sure Kej done it.
Absolutely.
Well. Yeah. But basically.
I do actually from every wedding.
I think you need a munch off.
It is every wedding.
Because if you eat and then dance for like an hour and a half.
Correct.
You burn the calories.
Yeah.
You need something on the way back.
Need a little.
Don't feel guilty, anyone. That's it.
Anyway, he basically got done for then kind of using his brain, I think. And he thought, well, I can't eat this. I'm not really going to eat salad. It doesn't fill me up.
Yeah. Need a bit of meat.
He actually needed to take, he needed to eat something substantial to take medication.
Oh, fair enough.
So he went out to the car park and he ordered a pizza.
Okay. Yeah. And so he had the pizza in the car park.
He had the pizza in the car park and he was...
Which I think is fine.
He was
that's respectful still.
I'm only saying because...
Because they're vegan inside.
Yeah, no. And you know, I mean, at some other weddings, I've been to weddings where they don't have booze and then all the uncles are drinking in the car park.
Yeah.
It's the same isn't it, really?
Yeah, opening up a diggy.
Yeah,
the
exactly. Diggy, he's opened up the boot. So anyway, then he kind of was like, look, I've got to take this medicine, blah, blah, blah. But then he snuck in a couple of pieces for, I don't know, whoever it was.
On the old black market underground.
And I thought, that's okay, a little thing.
A little bit left over, you just give it to his mate.
But then after that, it kind of, because people were just like, oh, this guy's got pizza. Where's he got pizza?
Yeah.
They ordered four more pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
Other people did.
Yeah, because he started
the trend.
The word started spreading.
Yep. Yep.
What did you do in that situation? Did he ruin the wedding?
No, I think he did.
I can see, but you can see why the bride and groom would have got upset with that.
Why? Okay, talk me through their logic. They look around and they look out the window.
I think if you look at it from his situation where he had to eat to take medication.
Yeah, but they're not saying there wasn't any bread there. Yeah, exactly. I reckon he probably could have eaten something.
He could have had something if he needed to take medication. I'm sure there was, like you said,
look, I'll tell you what was on the menu. It was ridiculous. It was just like a salad.
It was ridiculous.
No, it was. Because it was, look, here we go. It was a simple side salad with a few veggies.
Yeah.
And then he had a bowl of sweet corn and a bowl of broccoli. That was it. That was all.
Can't be wedding food. That's all side.
The entire course consisted of a side salad, side corn, and a side of broccoli.
Yeah.
That's all
he
there
said
was.
There was no, it was a small salad, tablespoons of corn and broccoli, and that was it.
That was it.
There wasn't a main.
I mean, if I went to a wedding and that was a food, I'd feel offended.
Oh, yeah, well, that is pretty leave it, isn't it?
Wouldn't you feel offended if you went there?
I wouldn't feel offended.
I feel there's a main coming with that, even like a veggie burger or something. No. You know, like a little.
But I can understand. I can understand.
The cat's just walked into the garage. Oh my God! Yeah, no, it's right behind you.
You're joking?
No way. Are you scared of cats?
Yeah.
You really?
Where is it?
It's right behind
you. I'm
joking. Oh my God! You look.
Where is it?
It's right behind you.
Can it go away?
Hold on.
I've got a cat
that's
in here.
Braving, isn't it?
It's going away.
It's going. It's a black cat as well, bro.
It looks like a panther from behind.
Tried to cross our path. How brave is that?
Wait, kid. It's going.
Oh, God, right. Cat's gone. And
that was drama.
It was drama.
A little bit of dirty came out of mine because I just saw this little thing.
I could have seen Satch. I've never seen Satch go like a ghost all of a sudden.
But I thought you go, where is it?
It was a big cat. It was a big cat.
Anyway,
cats aside, pizzas aside.
Yeah.
Let's carry on.
I think, hold a minute. Just to clarify, I don't understand what their issue is. I tell you what the issue here is with the bride and groom. I tell you exactly what the issue is.
Here we go.
Control.
Yeah.
They didn't have control. They don't feel like their guests were adhering to their rules, which they put in place. Let's face it, that meal is not substantial. A bit of corn, bit of broccoli, bit of, you know, that's not a meal.
That's not a meal.
And therefore, they're like, ah, who do they think that is? Our wedding day. And he's already...
They ruined our wedding.
I'm all for, like, you know what? You do you, boo. You want to go out and have a pizza? You want to bring people? It's up to you, man. Yeah. You know, what can you do? You know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. No, but I think, look, if you're in a situation where, you know, you can resolve it and sort something out, then by all means do it,
isn't it? So how would you feel, right? Let me try and flip it.
Because I bring all my own food to your house.
I
bring my own dud. I bring,
you brought about a quarter of a pint of dud in a very empty carton and went, I'll leave this here. And I'm like, what point is this?
Yeah,
no, but how would you feel then, Satch, if someone turned up at your wedding, at a wedding that you were DJing at, with headphones on, to listen to their own music?
Mum, no, I'm happy with that.
Are you happy with that?
Because there's so many times where people were like, oh, can you play this song? And I'm like, bruv, go in your car and listen to it in your car.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I ain't playing it
here. Kej, how would you feel if you had a wedding in the metaverse and someone went, I'm going to redecorate Kej's wedding hall to whatever I want to see? I don't care what he wants.
But I think you probably could do that, innit?
You've designed your metaverse wedding hall.
I would have locked it though, so you can't re-edit it.
No, look at that. He's such a nerd. Like, he's proud of that. I locked it because I'm going to re-edit it. No, but they can.
That's not the same.
It is the same.
I just think that's not the same.
You're right, because it's not real, Kej.
I think, you know what it is. It's on a couple's big day, they are going to be a little bit precious.
Speaking of something that's real and in real life, last week you mentioned at the end of the podcast that you were going on a bus. You were going on tour. What's that all about?
Yeah. Oh, hold a minute. Is it a metaverse tour?
No. This is real life, and it's been playing on my mind for a while now.
I know. And I know you're worried about this.
Well, hold on a minute. Firstly, this is because of
So Virgin Radio...
Because it's not a Spurs trophy tour.
No, well, I wish it was. Just anything. Any kind of bus tour. This is... Virgin Radio are doing the big thank you tour, which is basically 3 days of celebrating all the people who helped during the pandemic. And it's for the key workers. And it's a special concert for people who worked during the pandemic. So we're going Glasgow, Manchester and London, right? The big venues.
What, with like all the artists that are performing?
So it's all the artists, different artists performing at different venues.
Right.
And
this is the crew bus that you're on. Or the
and,
crew
and so and... I have been designated to go on the tour bus.
Tour, okay, yeah.
Right. And...
So who would be on that? Like,
the full list,
the
is,
band members.
There will be a few celebs on there,
yeah, lovely.
And then there will be presenters on there.
Okay,
and then there'll be maybe a few bits of staff as
well. Okay,
right. And so what is, we're flying to Glasgow.
All in one bus?
It's a tour bus, bro. It's like one of those, you know,
like Floyd Mayweather has.
Yeah.
Oh, no, ain't that nice? Oh.
Well, I don't know how nice it will. I don't know how nice it's going to be.
I've seen one of them.
Leather seats?
No.
I don't know. Might be a bit sticky. Might be. I don't know. I mean, do they build these brand new for Kedge or not? I don't know.
No.
Okay,
so how clean are they?
If you had one to yourself, you'd be fine.
Let me just tell you the itinerary. Yeah, so please. I'm flying to Glasgow, right? We do the show in Glasgow and then we get on the bus at night when the show finishes and we go to sleep on the bus.
Yeah.
The bus drives to Manchester. And we land there in the morning, right?
You don't land there, you drive there.
Drive there in the morning.
Touchdown.
Well, and then we do the show in Manchester and then we get back on the bus and then it drives to London on the Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then I get off the bus then because I'm...
Thank God.
I'm not doing that gig on Wednesday. I'll get a day off. And then, and I'm like, I've never been on a tour bus before.
Yeah.
Now, I know the guy who's running the tour bus. So I asked him, just, I don't want to come across like I'm all really new to it all. I'm a novice.
You are?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I've got to be a bit rock and roll about it.
You're
so
not.
I was like, oh, yeah. So what's the deal on the bus? You know, I was like joking. And he went, Kedge, let me just tell you. There's no showers on there.
Nope.
Oh, so it's not. Oh, because I.
He goes. So why do we shower? I said, where do we shower?
You don't.
Oh.
He goes. We shower at the venue.
Yeah.
Now that's. We'll get to that in a second.
Can I be honest? Just while you're talking, I was just googling.
No, Tommy, you're googling tour buses, the wrong ones.
Yeah. And I'm seeing leather chairs, fold out tables. Might be that. It places might to play that. Cards.
Oh.
You
tell
know,
me it's nice, Tommy.
Oh, these look amazing, bruv. These are called band tour buses. They got. Like they got everything. Like I said, they got bars, sinks, showers.
Well, no,
gaming stations.
No, this one doesn't have a shower. This is why I'm a little bit nervous. Also, I've been told
that's an American one, clearly, Tommy. That's,
and also,
that's
I've been told, only number ones, Clone no track. Number twos.
What, and you're on it for how many hours? What if you got to go?
Well, you got to drive from Glasgow to Manchester, so that's about.
Well, we'll be asleep. I'm hours. Hoping four that I'm asleep. Hours. I've got to start emptying my cylinders.
You're going to empty nothing. You better hold it in.
No. But I've got to start emptying my cylinders so that it's. I'm clean, soft, safart for 8 hours.
You can fart.
Well, that is. But for
eight that's
going to
be another thing. All those people. And I heard a stat
and only number ones.
Yeah.
And anyway, let's go back to the shower situation, right? Now, what do I pack? Because that what this
oh
means,
you have to pack everything.
But so because obviously pajamas. Yeah. I think I'm gonna have to go like long sleeve stuff.
Yes,
pajamas.
You are. Yeah, 100%.
But then also I don't want to walk.
Don't
you want to show your forearm.
Skin.
Well, no, because normally I like to wear shorts and a t-shirt to bed, right? But again, it might be cold. We don't know the situation.
You're going to bed in your hoodie.
Exactly. So I need a tracksuit type of thing.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm thinking, but I have.
You don't wear a gacha as well, still to bed.
Well, you're going to have to.
Just in case.
You're going to have to. Right. And then I thought, then I'm going to have to wear like say if I've got jog, because I like to sleep in thin material.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna sleep to start with.
No, you have to. Well, what do you mean I'm not gonna sleep? Well, I have
but
to.
It's just gonna be like a little kip in it. It's not gonna be like a full on.
Like, good night, darling.
Yeah, it's not gonna be like that, bruv.
What do you mean it's not gonna be like that?
Of course it's not.
But
it's
I need sleep.
It's not gonna. Okay, it's not gonna be a deep sleep. You're gonna be rocking from side to side to
and
start with.
You know what I'm gonna?
Are you serious?
100%. You're on the road,
Kedge. You've lived your life, right? You've partied. You've been done
but,
stuff.
But at the age of 42, why am I doing this?
Exactly.
Why are you doing this?
Because you're going to be on that bus with a load of guys and girls, but mainly guys, I'm imagining.
Yeah. I think, I'll be honest with you, the way they're doing it, it's only going to be guys.
Right, fine. Right, mainly guys that are away from their wives or are single and, you know, other people. Let's just call it.
Yeah, but I think we're all going to be shagged.
In more English culture, it's have a few beers, have a few
drinks.
That's
what you're going to be doing.
I don't think it's going to be because I think we're all going to be shagged from the event.
No.
They're
going to,
trust me, they're going to be buzzing because they're like, oh, we've done it, bosh.
But what
if I want
to go to sleep?
You can't go to sleep.
Let's have pop.
And anyway, so then in the morning, when I've got my pyjamas on, and then I've got to do the walk of shame to the event place to go for a shower. So I'm going to have to put on some sort of jogging suit or something, track suit bottoms and top, and a towel and my garms that I've got to take the change into and my wash bag with all my face cream and this, that, and
the
other.
Can I just say, the showers in these venues are dirty.
Oh, don't say that.
I've seen them.
Maybe those kind of cold.
They're horrible. Horrible.
Cold floors. Okay. But
remember, there's an event happening in these venues every day. backstage, basically, oh, and they're being used constantly. It's nothing special.
And I've got to take all like, the shower gel and all that. Then you've got to change. Then you've got to lug all those clothes back into the tour bus and make yourself look somehow fresh.
Presentable, yeah.
I'm going to try and do it so I don't have to shave, at least. At least that's one less stress. I'm going to just shave and that's it, like on the Sunday, and then I'll be all right for 3 days.
But you, I think you're probably all right.
I'm okay. I don't need to do anything for 3 years.
Three years.
So, but, it's stressing me out massively. And I don't know. I mean, I will give you a vlog this.
Will you wear a kurta pajama?
No, you can't give us a vlog, mate.
No, I'm not allowed. Yeah. Not on the bus.
Wear a kurta pajama to bed. I think, you know what it is?
I don't know. I don't have a...
No, wear one to the show.
Just, but I don't have a bed, kurta pajama.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I tell you what it is. Just because, can I be honest?
Go on.
Gore will love it. They'll love it.
What do you want to love it? What are they going to do with me?
They'll come back to the office. They'll come back to his
Bollywood suit.
No, yeah. Exactly.
Let's call the genie out.
For them, it's exactly what they need. They, in their head, that's how you go to bed. Right? So kind of go, oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
Hang on, this is traditional Indian nightwear.
I don't have anything that I can wear like that in the bed because it's not comfortable. I need to just be in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, but
will it be warm? Can I control the heating in there?
Okay, so what if one of them turned around and goes, well, I like to sleep in the nude and I'm sleeping above you?
Yeah, but when...
Because it's going to be little bunks, isn't it?
How much space will there be?
Well, I want... Okay.
Do you reckon it's going to... I'm seeing it as like cabins on a train, like, you know, where it's like it's almost like you're sleeping in a coffin.
Yeah, exactly that.
It's gonna be like that.
So I went on a 12-man yacht to France on a like a trip.
I remember you don't tell the story.
And basically
being a sailor.
Yeah, it's like you're sleeping in a letterbox. You've got to get in sideways. You can't even turn onto your side.
To be fair, I have perfected flat. The art of sleeping on my side, and I just sleep like a log.
On one shoulder, you mean?
Yeah.
You can't
do
it's
that.
Not deep enough. You got to sleep flat on your back.
You got to be flat.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, you have to.
Bro, you better not even get... sometimes
you're going to be wedged in.
Honestly, you can't even get excited. Like, the ceiling is just above you. There, like, nothing can go up. You can't go to your side.
Trust me, there is no excitement in the situation that I'm feeling anymore. So anyway, I will give you updates. I don't know if we're going to be able to record the podcast next week.
I'll keep
you updated.
So hold on, when do you go? You go on?
I go on Monday morning.
Yeah.
I'm back in London on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
If we might have to do a little Wednesday session online or something like that. I don't know. Okay. Depending on how I am.
Or how you survive. Well, Satch, how many hours sleep have you had in the last sort of...
I've not slept since Wednesday.
Okay, right. So it's now Monday. So he's not slept in 4 days. You've got two tough days to get through and you're already moaning about it.
I'm dreading it.
I tell you what.
I'm dreading it.
You know what? I was actually a bit like annoyed today because I'm like, this is the one day that I have like that's off. It. Back we're back to normal tomorrow.
Yeah,
but actually, I'm not working. But
yeah,
it's like I've just got so much to do, and Kez has got me out on a Monday night doing a podcast because it's good for him.
I not only would like to be a fly on the wall. You know, while Kedge is in there, I'd like to be a fly in Kedge's head, listening to all the little conversations and stuff like, Kedge, don't lose it, Kedge, hold it together. Or even like them kind of going, oh, guys, the tires burst on the van. We need everybody outside to help change the tires.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Me in my Mario pyjamas.
I've been on one of them kind of buses, but not in this country.
Where have you been on one?
I went to one in India and it was really nice.
Oh, no, but
it was really nice. It was like one of them American ones.
That'd be
really?
Level.
Yeah, I'll
did you sleep?
Delhi to.
But did it have a toilet?
Yeah, it did.
Could you do number
shower,
two?
Shower, had everything. Yeah.
What is this budget one that we're going on that doesn't have a shower? I'm a little bit concerned. No. And also, you know, I'll be the first one up and get in there because I don't want to go after anyone.
Kedge, it's gonna smell. You know that. Yeah, it's gonna 100%. Smell of bodies.
You're gonna not like.
And you know, you talk about food. The food is gonna be like people are gonna be double dipping on the crisps. Packets gonna be all. Yeah.
No, I'll have my own kind. I'll take. You know me. You know me. I'll have my own kind.
Yeah, but they're gonna dunk their hand in your popcorn.
You're gonna see a bit. You're gonna see.
No, I'm gonna stash it in my cabin.
No, you're not. There is no cabin.
There is no cabin.
And bro, they'll. They'll raid you for it. It'd be like army rules.
Like he's got his own suite in there.
His own quarters.
Bloody hell.
I'm dreading. Guys, can we not talk about it? Let's talk about something else.
There's going to be an open can of Spam next to your bar.
Oh, no. No. Let's move on.
Sliding all over you.
Things we've seen. Like I said, I'll report next week.
Okay, cool. Okay.
What have you watched?
Okay. Watching-wise...
Well, let's talk about the thing that we've said. Winning time.
It's the final episode tonight.
I told you to finally watch. I'm glad you got on it.
It's number seven, the final one.
I don't
one,
know
though.
If there is a final episode.
Oh, yeah, it's still rolling.
It's still rolling.
No, the next episode, sorry, is because it releases every Monday.
Every Monday.
And I'm now fully caught up. Yep. And it said on my Sky Planner thing.
Next episode,
like 2 a.m. on a Monday, which means
today's
it's
out.
Now Monday night. It's out.
Yeah.
So when you leave, that's what I'm doing.
Out of 10, how so far?
I love it for so many reasons. I love it. I love the actors. I love the cast. I love the story. I love the business.
Music.
The business side of a game that I played all my life. And yep. I have played. You got to remember, I didn't play football.
Yeah. I didn't play basketball, but I still love it.
Yeah. So this has got double connection to me. This has got nostalgia, music.
Satch, have you started yet?
Times.
Nah.
Satch, start again.
I'll tell you why you love it, Satch.
I haven't been home since Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, true.
Okay, you've triggered him again.
start it. Watch it right now.
Take it. Didn't you not take it on the tour bus?
But it's very you. It's very Entourage, very Ballers.
I mean, as I said a couple of episodes ago, when it was not even in 4K or HD, it looked grainy.
No,
I know
what you mean. But actually, you get past that very quickly. Now that you know,
you
it's
know,
supposed
it's,
to be
it's,
that
it's not the whole way through it, though. It's not the whole way through, Satch.
Honestly, guys, if you're watching it at home right now,
I will give it a go.
Yeah, it's called Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. And it is, I mean, just type in Winning Time. I'll tell you when you know it's popular. In your search box, when you type it and you're looking for it on Sky, you type in W, it's there.
Yeah, W is there.
Is it?
That's and the music is wicked. And talking of sport films, I finally got around to seeing 83.
Oh, yeah, with Ranveer
Singh. With Ranveer Singh, the cricket one.
Do you like
one.
Him now?
No. But I honestly didn't think he was all that in it. I'll be honest with you. I didn't think... No, maybe it's not his fault. I don't think that he...
Is it worth watching?
The role of Kapil Dev, for me, in my head, was that he was the guy who really took India to the World Cup and the glory. Mm. And... The role of Kapil Dev doesn't come across as if he was that...
The main man.
That much of a main man. Like, I didn't see...
Was he a side man?
Like, you know, if this film was made by a Hollywood director or a HBO, I bet you they would have had a nice bit of masala in it. You know, the real ups and downs. This one just felt like you were watching loads of cricket matches over and over again, you know, quarterfinal, semi-final. And there was, there wasn't that much jeopardy in it. There wasn't that moment where Kapil Dev really gives the big speech or there was someone who stood up. And it was good, but I think it could there was better. Room for improvement.
Do you want to produce that as well?
Yes.
See, okay, that's interesting.
You know what it was? what's name a good, name a sports film that you might have seen or like...
Bag Milka Bag.
Coach Carter.
Oh, yeah. Or Hollywood or Bollywood?
A Hollywood sporty kind of film that, you know, about a team or about a player.
The Mighty Ducks.
Like Cool Runnings. Right? It was you were emotionally so attached. You didn't have to be Indian, but you were emotionally attached to the whole story and you know, the cheating happened and the coach and why he was there to,
Yeah.
I just thought they could have made it more of a story.
Needed more masala.
Yeah. Like they could have played a bit more on how much racism they faced.
Is it worth watching then?
I think it's worth a watch. The music is quite, you know, it's emotional. It's good music in it. It's good to see, how it all happened, you know, especially because we were all young. We missed it all and all that. Yeah. But it's a good watch.
Is it in 4K or in that grainy stuff?
It's fully 4K.
Okay.
Netflix.
And I'll tell you what I watched was House of Gucci. With Lady Gaga.
Supposed to be good. Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And she's good in it.
She's very good in it. I think Jared Leto is unrecognisable in it. I won't say any more.
Like Jared Leto.
Yeah,
all of a sudden.
My missus really likes Jared Leto. She's
on the weird side.
Yeah, but that's the characters he plays. And what you mean, his character or him
just
as a person?
Generally.
Well, yeah, because he plays a quirky character, but you can imagine he's probably that kind of actor.
But he does have
enjoys
a very model face, doesn't he? He does look
not
too
in this,
good.
Not in this.
Oh, okay.
Like complete transformation, Hollywood transformation. But this, I didn't know half the stuff about Gucci what went on. Do you know the stories?
No.
Okay, then don't look up anything.
It is on the list to watch.
I didn't realize that the Gucci story, the Gucci name, the Gucci family have this much controversy in their locker.
In their
That's
family.
All I'll say.
Oh, wow.
It is proper dramatic.
From the trailers, it does look as if it's quite an Indian family.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah. This everything about this is OTT Bollywood Desi, and you would almost go like, nah. Like, it's not even plausible. But this is based on, you know, real events, real facts. And you see, and also, I always like films, I don't know why, I like the business element. I like it when they go, and it started at this, it was worth that. And, you know, Gucci was just one man's design and ideas.
Mm.
And it's become the thing it is today. Mm. You know, so how did it get there? What happened? The different characters involved. And Lady Gaga is brilliant. I loved her in... The Star is Born as well.
Yes.
So I love that. We love that film in this house. My wife loves that film as well. And now this, she's, I think, I would even say, easily go as far as say, easily. I prefer Lady Gaga as an actress than I do as a singer.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A song. No, thank you.
I did like the music.
It worked for that time, I think.
Yeah. I always found that song annoying as soon as it came out.
No, but it worked for that time.
It worked for that time.
Worked for who? It didn't work for me.
I used to sing it at the time.
Yeah, but as soon as you go,
Alejandro, that was a good tune.
Clearly.
I've never heard
that. That's a banger. It's a good song.
Carry on.
No, anyway, so House of Gucci, very well worth seeing. And me and my missus, we loved it.
The thing that I've been watching, and it's only because I kind of been getting in quite late at night the last few days, and it's something, an easy watch. I've been watching the new series of League of Their Own.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dingle to Dover. And basically, it's Flintoff and Redknapp.
Yeah.
They're going all like this. So they started in Ireland, and they've come all the way they went into England and then all the way down.
Yeah.
And they ended up like in Newcastle. They went to Morecambe.
Celebs on the way. And
picking up celebs. They had like Alan Carr, wasn't it? Patrice Evra, wasn't it?
Mel C.
Who?
Mel C, is she not?
Mel B. Tyson Fury was in it.
Ah, wicked.
And do you know what? It's a good watch. And I only think I like it because it kind of reminds us.
Of us.
Yeah. It reminds me of us. Yeah.
Silliness. That's all it is.
And it's just like the little kind of gags. Not the gags, but
the silliness.
Because you know how each person's going to react to certain things. Right. And Tony Bellew was on it and he was brilliant.
I do like Tony Bellew.
He's great. And even Patrice Evra is great in it because they go Irish river dancing. Sing.
With Patrice Evra?
With Patrice Evra.
God, that's brilliant. I'm going to have to watch that.
Definitely a good watch. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good telly to watch. Things we've learned.
Things we learned. Who's going first?
I'm putting it out there. Things I learned is we've already worked out who's going to win the Eurovision. Eurovision Song Contest is early May.
So
we are, about 2.5 weeks away, something like that?
What do you mean we've already worked out? It's not happened.
Everyone's already agreed it's going to be Ukraine. If you look at the odds on Ukraine winning of like just, I don't really get odds, but it's like 9 to 10.
So they're favourites.
Absolute favourites.
And I think it might be a done thing where everyone just gives them the vote. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it might be because they said also it's a rap group and they reckon that after they actually, perform, they might have to go and fight. And they might have to go join the war. They're called the Kalush Orchestra, and their song is called Stefania. I was listening to it earlier on.
Stefania.
Well, but actually, there's a line in there talking about that. It goes, they're talking about a lullaby, but they break and they go, lully, 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 bye. Lily, Lily, Lily.
That's all right.
That's catchy.
Because
that's the kind of thing you want, audience interaction. Do you know what I mean? To start singing that all together.
Yeah,
maybe. All together now.
They're saying, tell it to Stefania Dovijamia, and a lily goes by. So, anyway, it's catchy.
I tell you what, though, you might have said that, but the UK's entrant this year is a fella called Sam Ryder, who, I don't know if you're aware of him, but he's got a brilliant voice.
Yeah, but remember, no one likes UK. No one likes us.
It's a nil poids.
Yeah.
He's had the people who write Ed Sheeran songs help him write his song.
Yeah, but we've heard all of that before, bruv.
He's got a good voice. I think England might do better than normal.
I thought the people who wrote Ed Sheeran songs is Ed Sheeran. And that's what they sung.
Well, no, it's not.
It's not.
Hence, he was in the court.
And that got thrown out.
It did get thrown out.
So, yes,
I tell you what I learned this week.
Go on.
An Oxford University study, so this is proper stuff, and they concluded that men need at least 2 guys' night out a week to stay healthy. That's a fact.
It was commissioned by Guinness,
like the Guinness.
Well, of course it is.
So lads need two nights out. What with just other lads, with their mates?
Yep.
It says
men must physically meet with up to 4 friends 2 times a week to reap the benefits of male friendship and, you know, all for your sort
it's
of
so funny.
Health and
so
mental health.
So I was having this conversation with my wife, right? Because I said, you ain't my best friend.
And how did that go down?
No, she not.
I said,
you ain't.
Are you sleeping in the garage?
I said, you ain't. I said, our relationship is husband and wife.
Right.
And there is another relationship called best friend. Yeah. Right? There is another relationship called, I don't know, PT. Yeah. Another relationship called doctor. Another relationship called dentist.
Yeah.
I said, wife is not best friend.
Karan Johar and Kutchu Hoda told me that you have to marry your best friend and your best friend and you know, that's how you get...
You're marrying Tommy?
No. Yeah, well, I might have to at this rate.
Your best friend is not... Actually, no, it's more... There's different.
So are you saying that Karan Johar needs to make Kutchu Hoda again?
Yes. And what he needs to tell it how it exactly is. And look, Karan Johar is selling a dream. That's what he's doing. And he sold it very well. But I said to him, I shouldn't be your best friend. I don't want to be your best friend. You need to be your own person. Because look at all our old Desi parents. Right? They're all like, they don't know. They live for their kids. Then they look at each, then the kids move on. They move out of the house. And the two parents look at each other and go, I don't even know you, one of them likes, so I was saying, you got to live your life. I said, and if we
forget what Satch has learned, this is everyone's, Tommy has given us yarn of the day.
Insight, I'm telling you, we got to find things that are like, we both like, and therefore stay friends and have that connection and find things we love and be on the same path for our future and what we want.
But you're not my homes.
But we know, because I've got mates for that, and you should go and have time with your mates. It's
important.
And actually, so we both said, actually, having like, and we, I think I only needed one a year, like a weekend away with the lads once a year.
Although I'm quite lucky that I count this as a night out.
Yeah, you're right, because we enjoy what we do.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's a bit sad.
No, I love it.
No,
shut up.
Satch is saying it cool. Satch goes to me every day. He goes, I just like coming here for a chat.
No, but I do. But then, just as much as I meet you guys, I meet my other mates as well.
Yeah,
and I'm out. With them at least once a week. Right. Yeah.
I don't need to meet you more than once, but I do look forward to the ones.
Oh, Ken, you ring me every day, mate. What are you on about for a chat?
So can I say, you got your other DJ mates, right?
Just mates from home, not DJs. Yeah,
you got your other Gordon mates,
which we got a big night coming up this weekend.
I got no other mates. I'm just letting you know that I've got honest.
I named Billy.
But I know, but I love my shows. I love my stand up. So when I do that, that's my fix.
You've got mates. What are you on about?
No, honestly, I got one. One, maybe two. That I see, and one of them I see once a year. And the other one.
I love how Tommy's breaking this down incomplete. By the way, if you thought you were Tommy's mate, you ain't.
Why are you trying to distance him from your wife? She's your other mate.
No,
it's three people.
I don't think I need it. I think I'm all
right. She wanted to be your mate, and you did. You just kicked her out as well.
She's a mate. I said, she's not my best mate. She's all right.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
But, real talk.
Facebook friend.
I would safely say that we probably argue more than we get on. And that's fine.
But that's marriage.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's like, probably 55, 60.
Well, I think that's pretty incredible.
Satch.
It's a fact.
Yeah, there you go. One little fact, and we managed to get all of this,
But what I would say,
counselling from Tommy just got all of this.
All the fellas out there should know this. Listen to Satch's fact. If you're kind of suddenly feeling like, man, looking around, the house is a
go tip, with your mates.
Your kids are doing your nutting. You're like, you can't talk to your missus fully as well. You know your mate, you know your wife is not your best mate, right? When you're with your mate, everyone laughing, ha, 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 ha. And then you see her name, you go, shh, guys, shh, shh, shh. Hello? If you do that, you don't want her to hear how much jokes
how much you're
having.
Yeah. How much fun.
Because you're like, what is it? What's so funny? No,
is that why we got kicked out in the garage?
Probably.
You're having so much fun.
Kedge is raucous laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't laugh like that when I tell you a joke. Bruv. When Kedge talks.
Exactly. The noise that we make in the house isn't like, oh, Tom, you were really loud last night. Why? You were all crying. I heard you all crying together. I looked gassy. I'm so picky. We're laughing. Right? Yeah. It's like, can you keep the noise down? They just got a habit.
Because we're happy.
If
they're happy, they
want to just shut that down. They want to shut it. They're like, shut your happiness down, man. And they want to close up.
Satch, what kind of cans have you opened up?
I'm sorry, I won't talk about that ever again.
Please, that was diabolic. Anyway, my thing that I've learned.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, Ken.
Do you want me to come around tomorrow as well? I'll come around tomorrow if you want.
I'm good now.
Sure. If
it's twice a week,
the thing
I'll come.
That I learned won't for trigger you. Anybody, and it's actually a nice, interesting one. And that is that you researchers in the US of A have found a natural way to remove microplastics from water, because this is a big issue in the world at the moment. Because a lot of the water we're drinking, they're saying there's microplastics in there, it's going into our bodies, causing all these issues and stuff that happens, bad stuff that happens in our bodies. And they have figured out a way of getting rid of this in a real eco-friendly way. Guess what they've done? And it comes from vegetables, how you can do this.
By a sieve.
No. Well, close, but the Civ, apparently there's, it's so micro that Civ can't even figure out. But it's the mighty Okra.
Oh, okay.
The Bindi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I don't like Bindi.
Bindi. Oh,
crispy Bindi, though. Come on, Satch.
I love all veg. Desi veg.
Bindi. No, I don't mind the crispy, but when it's slimy.
Yeah, no, okay, it's fine. All good.
I don't like it slimy.
Well, the slime is the science.
Oh.
So the researchers at the University of Texas have said that the slime, which is obviously from the Bindi, because they are quite slimy.
They are slimy, yeah. And hairy.
And hairy, yes. And what they're saying is that the slime is known.
I don't remember a hairy bin. I'm just trying to think the hair.
They're a little bit. It can, but because that's very why you have to rub in the tissues for in a bit.
The action that Ked just performed as he rubbed his bindi.
Yeah, because we would hold it like that, and then you have a tissue around it, and then anyway,
mate, don't do that on the tour bus.
So
what's
research
doing? He's just rubbing his bindi, taking the hairs off his bindi.
Bindi. But researchers at the University of Texas have used that very slime as a flocculant.
What you been?
I love that word. A flocculant is a sticky chemical that attracts things like microplastics, and it basically puts them all together into a big lump. Then this lump sinks to the bottom of the water, and this is how you get rid of it, the microplastics from the water. They have done this, and okra is the natural, non-toxic, edible way to do this.
So, hold on. So you'd be swimming along in the ocean and there's loads of okra flying around.
There might be. So, but what they're trying to say is that they have figured out how to make water microplastic free.
Okay.
And it's all thanks to the power of the slime on the okra.
So you run your water over your okra and at the bottom of it, it'll be plastic free.
Exactly.
But
which
just
is
taste
healthy.
A bit of okra.
Maybe. Well, it's okay. But basically, this university is now looking for people to fund them because they want to do this on a mass industrial scale and basically help the world. And
Imagine the waste of okra, though. Gujarat is going to be screwing.
No, because
you would have just washed it.
You just wash it, you get the gunk off it.
And then you can eat it.
Yeah, you can eat the okra, but it's the gunk that is the stuff that collects all the microplastics.
Right, and then what you do is you stretch that plastic, wrap up the okra, and sell it in that. There you go. It's recycled plastic. It's genius.
And there we go, yeah.
Right, there you go.
Don't sell okra in plastic.
Tell you what, we're changing the world.
If anyone's got loads of money, make sure you fund the Texas University.
There you go. Texas.
Texas.
No, you can't text us. You can email us hello@thebrownlow.com. If you've got any messages, got anything you want to say about today's podcast? If you just heard it and was like, right, I have to comment on this.
If you boys, need you my need to thoughts know this. On how to revolutionise Asian Gujarati weddings.
I'll get that. Or did Ked survive the tour bus?
If anyone's got any tour bus techers.
Yeah. Did Satch get some sleep? Did the cat come back into the garage?
Has Satch, or has Tommy, more importantly, got another friend?
Yeah, exactly. Has his wife left him?
Yeah.
We'll find out
all
next week.
All to be revealed next week.
When we go back.
There might not be one next week.
There might not be one. We will try and figure out how we're going to do it.
Okay. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ked, is this serious? Not going to be one next week?
Well, how am I going to do it?
Well, I don't know. That's your problem. You saw that.
Yeah.
Well, unless I dial in and I'll do it over phone or something.
Dial it in. He's so old school.
But what can I do? I don't know how I can't figure this out.
You better figure something out.
Figure it out.
We always figure it out.
You got all these solutions for the fun bits at weddings.
Exactly. Figure this out.
Figure it out. Don't throw your toys out.
Otherwise, this is down to Ked next week if you don't hear a podcast.
Until next week then. Latest, boys.
Laters.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.